when Chafalos on the bottom. Rava said that once you put on tefillin, you don't take them off again, and even that's on the second day already. As Mara asked, Rava who the Omer halacha katana didan the Omer shlosha, that the ikar avelus is 3 days, and you can't put on tefillin until the beginning of the third day. Mara says that, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to put on tefillin. You need 3 days avelus to be mevatel the avelus. Rava holds that the ikar avelus is 3 days. Mara says mitzvah shan. When it comes to mitzvahs, there, even though the ikar avelus is 3 days, but you're allowed to put on tefillin already from the second day. Rashi mitzvah shani kolomer holu mitzvah lahaniach tefillin mochi lahaniach la'alter b'shem. Tan rabbanan avu gimel yomim harishonim asur b'malacha. First 3 days, all avelim are asur b'malacha. All that really, an avu's asur all 7 days of malacha. But the first 3 days are the most chomer. Vafilu ani amesparnis menat tzvaka. On the first 3 days, even an ani who is supported by tzvaka can't do malacha the first 3 days. Yikan ve'elech osa betzina betoch beiso. After that, he can do malacha to support himself privately in his house. Ve'hiisha tova betelech beso beiso. Similarly, a woman who is nisparnis menat tzvaka can spin thread to earn money to be able to support herself after 3 days. Rosh Rashi Isha Avela Tova Bepelech. Tana Rabbanan Avo Gimel Yom Rishonim Eino Holich Lebeso Avo. First 3 days is not allowed to leave his house even to go to another Avo. Mikan Ve'elech Holich Ve'eino Yoshim Mokam Menachemim Ele Mokam Mishnachemim. After that, he can go to another Beis Avol to Menachem somebody else. But he doesn't sit with the people being Menachem the Avol. He sits with the people who are being Misnachem, with the other Avelim. Tosus says, from here, we learn that an Avol is allowed to go to Shul on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av has a din of the after the 3 days of Avelis. Not it's an Avelis Yishonah. And therefore, just like you're allowed to go to a Beis Avol after 3 days, you're allowed to go to Shul also. And Mela and Tisha B'Av, people go to Shul, and also an Avol is allowed to go to Shul on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Some say the Miri brings down a Shita that an Avol is allowed to go other places if he has to. The going to another Beis Avol is worse. So it's a Chiddush over here, even to another Beis Avol he can go. Most Rishonim learn the opposite. That going to another Beis Avol is a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, that's okay, but stam to go other places is awesome. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, let's see, Rashi. Ela b'mokom ha-mishnachmin, somach la-avelim. You should sit with the other Avelim. Tanu Rabbanan, Avol gimel yom rishonim asa b'shila shalom. First 3 days, he's not allowed to greet people. Mishlosha v'yad shiva meishiv eno shalom. From 3 to 7, if other people greet him, he can answer, but he shouldn't initiate the greeting. After Shiva, he can greet people and answer them regularly. Only the first 3 days he's not allowed to greet people. The first 3 days he's not allowed to greet people. Vatanya, Maisa, Umesu, Bonav, Shurabi Akiva, Nichnasu, Kol Yisrael, Vyespidum. 2 young children of Rabbi Akiva died, and the entire Tzibur came to be Maspidim. Hesbit Godel, Bishas, Ptirasa. Omer Rabbi Akiva al Satsal Gadol, so Rabbi Akiva got up on a big chair. Omer Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu Afilu Shnei Bonim Chasonim Unachim Menucham, who Bishvil Kavod Shasisim. Even if my children were older, they were married already, which would have been a bigger loss, I would have been comforted from the Kavod that you did. The Bishvil Akiva Bosom, if he came because of Akiva, Harikama Akiva Bishuk, obviously he didn't come from my Kavod personally. So Rabbi Akiva told them that what's it called? You obviously came to cover the Torah, so your reward is double. Now you did me personally a favor, but you came out to cover the Torah is even a greater schar. Go home, the shalom. So you see that he greeted them, he gave them shalom. Which is covered rabbin shani. An Avol is allowed to greet other people if it's covered harabin, like over here. It was a covered for a multitude of people, that's more. But to greet an individual is awesome. Mara says, let's see, Rashi. Afilu beis bonim chasanim kavarti. If I would have buried two married children, menucham ani mirov kavod chasisimli. I was comforted by the tremendous kavod you did for me. In bishvil akiva bosim harikam akiva b'shuv shelo halachtum lenachamon. A lot of akivas didn't go to comfort. Why did you come specifically to me, all of you? Right, because of kavod haTorah. Kol shkin shescharchem kavod shel kavod haTorah bosim. Lechuv lebatechem l'shalom harishol b'shalom. He greeted them with shalom. Okay. Where it says covered at sea, covered rabim shani, the gimel v'yadzayin meishiv ve'ino shoel. From 3 to 7 days, he's allowed to answer a greeting, but not initiated. Mikan ve'elav shoel meishiv kedarko. That's what the brayso says. Braminu, hamotzi es chaveru ovo besoch lamid yom medabri motan chumim ve'ino shoel b'shlomo. Person finds somebody in the middle of shloshim, so he's menachem him, but he doesn't greet him. So you see the whole shloshim, you don't greet an oval. La'achar la'amid yom, shoel b'shlomo, ve'en medabri mo tanchumim. After 30 days, you're allowed to greet him, but you don't give him tanchumim. Mesa ishto, v'nosa isha cheres. His wife died, and he married another wife within 30 days, which sometimes is permitted. A person doesn't have children, or he has little children that need somebody to take care of them, and he's allowed to get married within 30 days, even though he's not allowed to live with his wife till after the 30 days. We'll see later. The Gemara speaks about it in a few daftim. But so there are certain cases where you can get married within shloshim. So Einon Rishai Likonis Lebeis L'Darbi Yitachum. He's not allowed to come to his house to be menachem him, because it would insult the second wife. She'd feel bad. They don't give him tanchumi about the first wife. Motzu b'shuk, omer lo b'sofa rofa v'kovid rosh. But if he finds him outside of his house where his wife isn't, the second wife isn't around, so he speaks to him softly, seriously, and gives him tanchumi. Omer avidi barovin, hu shoel b'sholom acherim, shacher v'shurim b'sholom. The oval's allowed to greet other people because they're, you can say to them shalom because they are at peace. Acherim ain't shalom b'sholom. They can't greet him, shu ain't shorim b'sholom. He's not shalom. He's broken, a broken person. He's not complete. L'chora, if he's allowed to answer, that means that somebody initiated. So you see, they are allowed to initiate. Where it says, delo yadi. Either they didn't know he was an awful, or they didn't know you're not allowed to greet an awful. Where it says, hiachi hasam nami. If that's the case, then even what's it called, the first 3 days, right, somebody greets you, you should be allowed to answer if they didn't know you're an awful or whatever. Mora says no. Moda hasam modalu below mahadalu. First 3 days, you let them know you're an awful, or you let them know the halacha is that really is not, you're not allowed to greet an awful. Hacha, but after 3 days, lo tzari, lo dinu. After that, you don't have to tell them, and you can answer what's it called, weekly. We have a steerer to all of this. A whole 12 months you don't greet an awful. And you, what's it called, you don't greet him, but you are menachem him. Toch yud beis chodesh. La'achar yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, shol b'shlomo, v'ein b'darim tanchumim. You don't comfort him after 12 months because he's already forgotten the avelis to a certain degree, and comforting him, we'll see, will just open the wound. But you are allowed to greet him after 12 months. Till now we said that the issur greeting is at most till 30 days. Right. You can indirectly speak to him tanchumim, not direct tanchumim. Omer Reb Meir, Hamotzias Chaveru Ovel La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, Medabrin Tanchumim L'mahu Doma. Person who after 12 months directly comforts a mourner, what's he compared to? La'adam Shenishbar Raglo V'Choisa, person broke his leg and it healed. Motsu Rofe, a doctor saw him, found him, Omer Lo, Klach Eitz Etzli, come to me, Shanishov Ravarapenu, I'll break your leg again and I'll heal it. Kadesha Tevish Samonim Shli Yofin, you'll see how nice I can heal legs. Right, I'll break your leg again and heal it again. Same thing over here. Comforting a mourner after 12 months is opening the wound in order to show him that you can comfort him. He doesn't need your comfort. Don't break his leg again and don't comfort him. He doesn't need your comfort now. So Mora says, Lokasha. So, but the mice is a stira. Here it says you can't be shol b'shlomo till after 12 months. And before we said after 30 days you could. Mora says, Lokasha. Habavimo, habishar krovim. right? By Ovi the Imo till 12 months, you're not Shoel B'Sholom of the Ovel. And after, what's it called, 12 months, okay. But by Shar Krovim, after 30 days already, you can be Shoel B'Sholom. Mora says, Hosom Nami Yedabarim Tanchumin Asad. Right? Why? He says, you don't speak to him Tanchumin Mechwal. Why don't you just indirectly give him Tanchumin? Enochinami. Umay Eno Medabarim Tanchumin Kedarko. Even though over there where it said that you don't speak to him Tanchumin after 30 days, by Islam and Ovel, doesn't mean you can't speak Tanchumin at all. Indirectly, yes, but not direct Tanchumin. Avo Medabarim O Minatzad. And this Manazer, the poskim say that we're not knowing. Our Shila Shalom is not the way it used to be, and therefore the minig is not to be makbid on this. And even though during Shiva we don't greet an Ovel, but after Shiva we greet Avelim and they greet people normally. Okay. The Nosa Isha V'Raminu the Besoch Lamed Yomeinu Shalom. I'll bring a contradiction. It says over here that just Shiva, you don't, not Shoel B'Shlomo. And here the Braisa says the whole 30 days. One of the cases where you're allowed to get married within Shloshim is where you don't have any children. So it's talking where he got married in the 30 days and he's still in Ovel, so you don't come to his house to Menachem him because of the second wife. The second wife is going to feel bad, right, that they're giving so much cover to the first wife. But it says 30 days you don't. Surely, what's it called? The Ovel doesn't initiate any greetings. And before we learned that after Shiva, the whole prohibition of greeting is gone. And here it says it continues on till Shloshim. Amar of Idi Hu Shoel B'Sholom Acherim Kolomar Treats Hadetani Mikan Ve'Ela Shoel Kedarko V'Sol Shloshim Yom De Hu Shoel B'Sholom Acherim Shem Shurim B'Sholom. The way to answer it is the following: till Shiva, he's not allowed to greet other people, and surely they're not allowed to greet him. After Shiva, since other people are B'Sholom, he can greet them; they can't greet him. And that's what it says, that in 30 days you're not allowed to greet an Ovel, means other people can't greet him, but he could greet other people. Right. So what's it called? Here it's mashma that he answers, mashma somebody initiated. Mashma that somebody's allowed to greet him even during Shloshim. And we said that another person doesn't greet him during Shloshim. Or it says, Loyadi. No, it's talking over there where the other person didn't know. Kilomar, Hodder, Tony, the Meshim, Lahani, the Sha'ali, Lay, the Loyadi, the Ovel, they know he's an Ovel. Or other Rishonim say they didn't know that it's Osir to greet an Ovel. Avomandi, Yoda, the Ovel, who, Lo Shoy, Lay, Besoch, Lamiyam. Somebody knows he's an Ovel and knows the Halacha, won't greet him. Not allowed to greet him, but if somebody by accident or by mistake greets him, he's allowed to answer. If you're talking of a place where people didn't know and they greeted him unknowingly, then even the first 3 days he should be able to answer. Right? No, the first 3 days you don't answer, you let the people know you're an Ovel, or you let them know the halacha is that you can't greet an Ovel. But after 3 days you don't have to let them know, you can answer them weekly. Till now we were discussing whether it's only 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, but this Bryce says the whole 12 months you don't greet an Ovel. The kasha lahat the tani lachas shloshim yom shol b'shlomo. The kasha on the price, and it says that after 30 days everything's normal. Minatzad shomer lo tisnachin. They no maske shem hames. You just say may you be comforted. You don't mention anything about the mace directly. Hava avil al avi ve'alimo eino shol b'shlomo ad yud beis chodesh. The Gemara says when it's a mourning for a parent, then the isser of shila shalom extends to 12 months. But for other relatives, it ends after 30 days. Why, when it says by the other relatives that after 30 days you don't speak to him tanchum imashm at all, but by a father and mother it says after 12 months you could speak indirectly? Why can't you speak indirectly after 30 days for shar krovim? Even indirectly, not. You could also speak indirectly after 30 days, just like thy father or mother after 12 months. But it means you don't speak in tanchumim, it means normally, directly. But indirectly is okay, both by father or mother after 12 months and after Shar Krovim after 30 days. I don't know what it means. They say that the Chorashil Shalom is just saying Shalom or whatever. It means that people don't greet people with the same fervor, right? That it's just today people do it just, you know, they ask you, how are you? And they're already 5 feet past you. Okay, but that's the normal thing today. Most people are not that. For instance, it says that what's it called? You can ask the halachas of greeting somebody in a shul in the middle of, doesn't apply today, because nobody gets that insulted. People don't answer, whatever. It used to be very much proper and whatever.